Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Would you like to do that today? Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and you don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. That's why we can bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's good to be again together with you as we go into the Word of God, as we seek the understanding and revelation of the mind and ways and will of God for the hour in which we're living. So as we begin, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being your children. We thank you, Lord, for this time that you have granted to us, not just in terms of the hour in which we're living, but Lord, even this time that we can share through the means of this radio broadcast. And Father, I pray for every listener, Lord, that you will minister to their several needs. You know exactly where they're at. Father, you are a God whose mercy is everlasting. Lord, your truth endures forever. And Lord, you are touched by the feeling of our infirmities. So, Father, I thank you that you will indeed strengthen your people. Lord, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So whether it's physical or emotional or mental or circumstantial, you will undergird us, Lord. You will provide for every single need we have. We thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will never abandon us as your children. But, Lord, we honor you and we ask you to be with us during this broadcast and for the remainder of this week, and Lord, that you would speak to the hearts of your people. You will minister mightily by the Spirit of God, and we give you all honor, all praise for it, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to ask you a question, and that is, who are you? That might be somewhat startling, and of course, I'm not referring to your name or your position or the details of your life, where you live, what is your career, what is your work experience. I'm not talking about those kinds of things, because that's basically, as far as the world is concerned, those are the things that identify us, that tell others about who we are. But I'm speaking in a spiritual dimension, and you know there's only two kinds of people in the world. There are those who do not have a relationship with the living God, and according to Scripture, they're called unsaved. They are lost in their sins, in their ignorance, and they are being led by God to come to a knowledge of Him. However, because God designed man the way He did, He never forces. In His mercy, I truly believe there's not a single individual on the face of the earth that God has not attempted to make Himself known. We know from Romans, it's apparent even in terms of the natural creation. And so if anyone has ears to hear and a heart to understand, they will be responsive to the Spirit of the Lord drawing them. They will be responsive to truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So there are those basically who are unsaved, whose minds have been darkened by the God of this world. And then secondly, if you're not in that category, and if you should perhaps be listening and you've not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that your heart would be open and receptive to receive His grace, that you may come to know He alone who is the way, the truth, and the life. But for others, if you're not in that first category, then you are a child of God. Regardless of where you may be spiritually in terms of your growth in God, if you have opened your heart and repented of your sins and accepted Jesus into your life, the Holy Spirit came to make residence in your spirit. Your body is the physical temple of the Holy Ghost, and you are saved. You belong to God. But then that's just the beginning of our journey in holiness and righteousness. We have the righteousness of Jesus imputed to us at the moment of salvation. We'll never get more saved or sanctified, but there is a walk of righteousness. There is a work of being transformed to the image of Christ that occurs throughout the days that we have to live. And so, when I ask you, who are you? You have to identify yourself in one of those two groups. And if you are a child of God, do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know the authority that you have in Him? Do you know the promises and the destiny that you have as a child of God? Do you understand the will of God for you, not only in terms of your spiritual life, but are you being led by the Spirit of God? And do you know His plans for your life, this earthly life, and most importantly, where you are right now in the season of your life? And so I ask, who are you? That's a good question we need to ask. And in this time, in this world in which we are living, this time of national and international crisis, people in the world are self-absorbed. It's all about me. And that is a trait that is marked by covetousness and evil and selfishness and despisers of all that which is good and disrespectful to parents. You know, Paul is very clear. He talks about the end times and that those perilous times will come when men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. And what tends to happen with just the natural man, when bad things happen, when there's wars and rumors of wars and unrest and shortages and things that would naturally bring fear to a person's heart, if they feel helpless, and in most cases we're dealing with large issues that a single person doesn't have the power to control, you know, the destiny of nations and political leaders, there's a tendency to just retreat into yourself and just become self-focused. Just be like a turtle pulling his head in the shell, or a ostrich that wants to put its head in the sand, and that's the normal response to bad things. But we are alive now, beloved. You are alive for such a time as this. God ordained the moment of your birth, and regardless of how old you are, regardless of how young you are, regardless of your station in life, I don't care what your circumstances are, God plan for you to be alive in this day and this hour. And part of you might just, you may be groaning. It's like, well, Lord, if that's so, I mean, look at my life. You feel so helpless, so useless, and disappointed and frustrated with yourself and with circumstances. But beloved, God wants to just erase those negative feelings by the power of His Word. And that's what we're going to be looking at this week, who we really are, who you are in Christ Jesus. Listen to this passage of scripture found in Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Listen to this, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, beloved, God has put some things beyond our understanding. There are many things we can't understand. The principle of free choice, the principle of predestination, and great theological minds have tied themselves in knots over the centuries trying to figure things out. And no, God doesn't predestine people that they should go to hell. I totally resist and resent that and feel that that does not represent the love and mercy of God. Why? He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And yet, Jesus said, broad is the way, and wide is the way that leads to destruction, and few there be that find it. But narrow is the way, and straight is the path that leads to eternal life. Few find it, beloved. Many seek that broad road. And so, God knows, only he knows. We can judge by their fruits, but only God knows the moments, the hours, the length of a person's life, and someone who could have been the most reprobate of sinners could, at that last moment, turn their heart to God because of things they've heard or because of their upbringing. So we cannot judge. God alone is the judge, but he knows those who are good seed, and he knows those who are bad seed. He knows the wheat from the tares. The wheat will be gathered into his barns. We don't understand the complexity and mysteries of God, but we know that he is a just God, a loving God, and totally righteous in all of his ways. As for God, his way is perfect. So I've just been laying a foundation, but we're going to be looking at a jumping around number passage of scriptures, but I want you to see how precious you are to God and the destiny God has for your life. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me tomorrow and the rest of this week. If at any point you miss a broadcast and would like to rehear or catch the one you didn't hear, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. And as always, I give you an invitation. Those of you who are struggling and you may not have someone that you can pray with, there's great power in agreeing prayer. That's one of God's spiritual principles. There's power in unity. All you have to do is look at the Tower of Babel. God had to come down and confuse the languages. So if God, the Holy Spirit's moving on you, I invite you to write. If you email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to enclose your mailing address. Beloved, know that I pray for you every day, my UCM family, my radio family, even if you've never written, asking God to bless you. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.